Out in the fields, I'm Brian German with California Ag Today. Looking to increase almond nut set? Extend almond bloom with Retain PGR for California. For more information, ask your PCA about Retain or visit valent.com/retainca. The California Agricultural Labor Relations Act of 1975 established the collective bargaining rights for farm workers, enabling them to unionize if they so choose. Tom Nassif is the president and CEO of the Western Growers Association. He noted how far unions such as the UFW have come since the law was enacted.
When I first came to work for Western Growers, and I went on my first trip to Sacramento to meet legislators and found the union flags and union slogans all over the offices, I was completely shocked.
The act also created the Agricultural Labor Relations Board. The ALRB was designed to be a neutral agency working on behalf of ag workers, but has recently caused some concern because of their close ties with the UFW. Nassif talked about another agency that works closely with the UFW.
CRLA is the California Legal Rural Assistance, so they're basically a law firm that's funded by federal money in the state to assist in certain cases. They were not supposed to be the pro bono attorney for the UFW, but they did that in the early years, and it wouldn't surprise me if it's still occurring.
More from Tom Nassif after this.
What does protected mean to citrus? It means defense against Asian citrus psyllid, California red scale, and nematodes throughout the season to help citrus trees grow their strongest. And that's exactly what Movetto brings to your citrus groves. Include Movetto as part of your pest management program to protect citrus trees from below-ground nematodes and above-ground pests, helping ensure root health and higher quality fruit. Talk to your local retailer about protecting your citrus groves with Movetto. Always read and follow label directions.
As one of the most high-profile labor unions, the UFW actually only represents roughly 2% of the ag workers in California. In fact, the previous ALRB chair, William Gould, noted that during his tenure, the board spent more time on petitions from farm workers hoping to kick out the UFW rather than trying to join the union.
They don't have power because they represent farm workers, because they represent almost nobody. They have power because they're a Hispanic group who's politically active and will do favors for legislators, like walking districts for them, getting the vote out for them, and in return, they get the support from the Democratic legislators.
This is California Ag Today.